Welcome to Unshakable with Human Design, the show dedicated to helping entrepreneurs use human design to shift from hustle to flow without sacrificing results. Come here to become an unshakable human and build an unshakable business according to your human design. I'm your host, Nicole Lano. Hello and welcome to Unshakable with Human Design, everybody. I'm your host, Nicole Lano, and we are here today continuing our profile line series. We are moving on today to profile line 3. If this is the first time you're joining us in this series, go back and listen to the other two that we did on the lines 1 and line 2, and keep listening with us for the next 3 episodes after this because we're going to finish it out. We're going to do all 6 lines. And I'm so excited about this because profile is one of the pieces that I work with the most in human design. Obviously, when we look at an individual's chart, there are so many pieces, and I'm always looking for the things that stand out about that person. But profile is something that I never skip. I always go into this one, and things always come back to profile because it is essential to you being authentically you in the world. Not just knowing what these things mean and then, okay, now I'm going to go be that. Doesn't really work that way. Doing leads to being, actually experimenting. And we're going to talk a lot about that in this episode because line 3 is definitely in alignment with experimenting. But you have to go out and use this stuff in order to become it because profile needs to be embodied. Profile is essential to us living in alignment because all of those things, the incarnation cross, your purpose, walking your purpose path. If you've been trying to build a business by your human design, if you're not living in alignment with your profile, nothing is really going to work correctly. It's all going to always feel a little bit off. And then you wonder why. I'm doing all the things. I'm showing up. I'm putting things out there. Nobody's responding the way that I want them to. Or I'm not really putting out as confident a persona. I'm not putting out as confident an identity. I'm not being as confident and embodied in my life. So people are reacting to me in a way that I don't want. Maybe people aren't saying yes. You're saying all the right things. You feel like your sales page is all tuned up. Everything seems to be working. You have all the boxes ticked, but you are not in alignment with what it is that you're selling, how you're putting yourself out there, and people pick up on that. Profile can zoom you right in to what is off, what is not really coming through. And in my experience, nothing gives you more confidence than that human design trifecta that I talk about all the time, which is your human design type, your authority, and your profile. Those 3 core pillars are what your entire design stands on, and that is what the mechanics of your design are built on. Profile, though, as far as showing up in the world and being like, this is me, love me or leave me, this is who I am, and not being swayed by other people's opinions of you, profile's the key. So I hope you're enjoying this series. We have a free guide for you. If you are building your business by design, if you are curious about building your brand around your design and your profile, we've actually created a free guide for you because I would say that your profile is that key into what your X factor is. And I did a masterclass on this a while ago, but I've actually created a PDF guide on this. This is specifically on your brand voice, not just what the lines mean, which is what we're going to talk about in the show. We're going to dive into that, but what your brand voice might be hinging on based on your particular profile lines. If you want that guide, please DM me on Instagram. I'm at Nicole Lano Official. And DM me the word X factor, that's the letter X, and then factor, all one word. DM me that and we will send you the guide. And if you just prefer to go and download it yourself, go to NicoleLano.com/X factor, same thing, X and then factor, all one word, and you can download it there yourself. We also have a fun contest for you. If you'd like to be a guest on this show, have your human design chart read by me on this show, ask me the human design questions you have burning on your heart, then all you have to do, we're running a fun contest, all you have to do to enter is subscribe to the show right now, click that follow button, take a little screenshot of the show, put it on Instagram and tag me. That's all you have to do. Tell us why you're loving this series. tell us why you're loving this show. Let everybody in your audience know how much you're enjoying this and the value you're getting from it. And you can be a guest on the show and get a little free reading. It'd be really, really fun. I hope that you will enter and tag me so that we can have a little chat and we can dive into your design. And I can give you a little insight into what's working for you, what's not, the little tweaks that you can make to make your business feel more authentic and aligned for you. Okay? So without further ado, let's talk about today's line. This episode is dedicated to the line 3 in profile. That means that if you are a 1-3, you are a 3-5, a 3-6, or a 6-3, this episode is for you. If you are any of those four profiles, 1-3, 3-5, 3-6, 6-3, any of those, this episode you're going to want to pay very close attention to. Also, take a look at your family's charts, your kids, your partner, your friends, your mom, the rest of your family. Take a look at what they are. It's very interesting to see if you have common numbers. If you have a 3 and somebody else has a 3 in their design, usually you kind of vibe. There's something about you where you're like, I get you on a deep level. A lot of my friends are 5s. I am a 5-1. I have many 5s in my life, my whole family, my husband, my son, all of us are 5s. I have them throughout my life. The people that I tend to just get along with the best have a 5 somewhere in their profile. So without further ado, let's talk about what it means to be a 3 line. Now, like I said at the beginning, doing leads to being. So what we're going to talk about is what does it mean to be a 3 and what do you do in order to start being more of it? So in traditional human design, the 3 line is called the martyr. Now, like I've said, the traditional names for a lot of things in human design aren't terribly appealing or make you feel good about yourself. The line 3 is no exception in this. No one really wants to be called a martyr. If you look up the definition of martyr, what does it mean? It means someone who is consistently suffering, someone who is always in pain. Now, where that comes from is Ra, the transmitter, the original creator of the human design system. Ra was here to shock people. He definitely spoke more to the shadow elements of human design, the things that we're going to fight against, the not self, and trying to get people to wake up to what they need to do. I'd like to think that he was trying to tell the line 3s that they have to be resilient against failure in order to fulfill the purpose that they are here for. Because the line 3, I call it the scientist, or sometimes I put in parentheses, the mad scientist, because I do think you really need to have some fun with experimenting. I used to call it the experimenter because that definitely speaks to more of what you're doing. But the scientist, as far as an archetype, as far as who you need to be, the scientist really speaks to the core of what this line is about. It's about searching for something new. It is about digging into life, into things, into whatever it is that interests you, getting to the core of how it works and being able to then potentially manipulate it, change it, and turn it into something brand new. That's the magic of the 3 line. So when I teach this inside my Business by Design mentorship, when I do readings with people, when I'm working with somebody longer term, I'm talking about this, that you have to be the scientist. That's what you do. And then the brand becomes, and the archetype I have for this is the innovator. And we work on bridging that gap, bringing you over from the doing to the being. Because in order for the brand to really have that identity, you've got to embody the identity. So that's the work that we do in long-term coaching, in walking the path of your design, not just hearing about it and learning about it, even on shows like this, where I give you a lot of information, but where the rubber hits the road is when you're using it, when you are actually putting it into practice, and then you become it. Then it is who you are truly, not something you think you are. And that's the big difference where a lot of people disconnect there. Oh, I'm an innovator. Okay, so I've got to go out and do these things. Yeah, but not really. There's a certain way that you're going to find yourself in this life. You're going to find your purpose. And if you have a 3, there's going to be something about getting your hands dirty, not being afraid to fail, really being resilient, really being curious. Curiosity lies at the center of the 3 line. If you're not curious, if you aren't looking to something saying, I think I could do that, let me get my hands on it and see what I can come up with. There has to be an element of that in you. There has to be this fearlessness at the core in order to have the resilience to deal with the fact that you will not get it right all the time, that there might be a lot of things that go wrong in your life. And that's okay. It isn't how many times we fall, it's how many times we get back up. That is the three line, essentially. How well do you get back up? How quickly do you get back up? What do you do when you get back up? That's the three. I fell down, but I figured out that if I fall this way, or if I do this, or if I build this contraption, I'll never fall off again. That is where the three line is, a very practical line. It's always looking to what's next. The three is always interested in what's new. The three is always interested in trying to figure out what is new, what is different, what can I make here? I don't want the old thing. I want the new and improved. I want the next best thing. The three always has the newest gadgets. The three always is creating something new. It is very creative in that sense that it's always moving. So that curiosity has to be nurtured in a three line, or you're never really going to step into what it really means for a three. They've got to embrace the unknown. If you're a three, you have to embrace the unknown, but you also have to trust what you do know. Got to put it out there. You've got to trust your instincts, because trailblazers can't be waiting for somebody to validate anything. Trailblazers can't be waiting for other people to do it. Otherwise, you're missing being a trailblazer. You're following. There is the way that a three is going to lead is going to be through trying the things that nobody thought of or nobody had the guts to do. It's gutsy. Three's a rebel. So I think one of the best examples of a highly functioning three line is Sarah Blakely. Sarah Blakely is the creator and founder of Spanx. She's definitely one of the first, if not the first, female billionaire. She is obviously a highly successful woman and an inspiration to most female entrepreneurs, because she just seems very relatable. And she has shown her work, right? She's not afraid to tell us all the time she screwed up. In fact, that's what a lot of her brand is built on. You got to get back up. Keep trying. You know how many times I failed? You know how many doors were slammed in my face? You know how many manufacturers laughed me off the floor? You know how many people told me no? I just didn't accept it. She also talks about this relationship that she had with her father and how her and her brother were taught by her dad. Every day when they came home from school, the family would sit around and they would talk about what they failed at that day. And she talks about how that changed her relationship with failure, that her dad instilled in them that the only way to fail was to not try, that without failure, they didn't learn anything new. So I have my own sneaking suspicion that her father was also a three line. But what a gift to a three line kid who can have the opposite experience, where parents are always asking you why you screwed up all the time, or why you're doing this, or why you're always in trouble, because you're kind of feeling your way through life that way, and that's how it works for you. Instead, her dad said, you should be failing. If you're not failing, that's the real failure, because you're not really pushing the envelope. You're not thinking outside of the box. You're playing it too safe. And that's not how you're going to be successful in this life. That's not how you're going to be a successful human. Go out there and taste life and see what happens. And she credits her dad with changing her relationship to failure. And it's her relationship to failure that allowed her to show up bigger, stronger, and more determined every time a door was slammed in her face. She didn't just say, oh, well, I'm just a girl and I don't know. These manufacturers who have been at it all of these years say that this isn't possible and they can't make a fabric like I'm explaining, and it just doesn't exist and it'll never work, so I should just take their word for it. She doesn't say that. She just keeps showing up saying, try it this way, do this. I want it this way. I don't care what you think will work. I will pay for it. I will continue to go after this. I will continue to push because I believe. She trusted what she knew. She trusted that she was innovative. And what happened? I think we all know the story. She's one of the most successful women in history. And she seems to also have her feet on the ground in the sense that she's well aware of her effect and she's well aware of showing the work, like I said before, that she doesn't make it look like a rosy journey. She doesn't make it look like she got it perfect all the time. She recognizes that she has an influence on other people by showing the fact that she fell down a lot. There were a lot of times where she had a lot of setbacks. And it was those setbacks, it was those no's that got her to the product, that was the hell yes to the customer. And that's what innovators do. They keep getting up, they keep trying, they keep getting curious. That's the difference. So if you're a three line, get curious, be resilient. Don't let the man get you down. Don't let the no's get you down. That book, Go for No, that's a very three-line concept. Now, we all have all the lines. When you look down your chart, we're talking about the sun and earth on the conscious and unconscious side. In this series, we're talking about those. Anywhere you see a three in your design, when you look down those columns on the right and the left of your chart, and you see gate numbers and a decimal point and then a number, 1 through 6, those are the lines. So anywhere you see a three, you've got to have that it's okay to run fast and break things kind of mentality. You've got to have that resilience. You have the potential for great resilience, for change, for innovation in those places. This is what makes this so fun. Really start to know yourself. This is why, even if you're not a three line, this very well may resonate with you. Maybe you've got a lot of them in your design. It's just not your sun or your earth on your conscious or unconscious side. So I hope you found this fun. I hope you found this interesting. I hope you share it with your friends and you enter our contest. Remember, follow the show, subscribe to the show, and take a screenshot for Instagram. Put it in your stories. Tag me. I'm at Nicole Lano Official. That's how you get entered. And you can win a little reading with me here on the show. We can dive into your profile, your conscious sun, your Mercury gate, your whole design, whatever it is that you want to focus on, we can do here on the show if you win. So I hope that you enter for us. And if you'd like that free guide on finding your X factor by design, finding your brand voice through your profile lines, just DM me the word X factor, X, the letter X, and then the word factor, all one word on Instagram, and we'll send it to you, or go to NicoleLano.com/X factor, and you can download it right there. Thank you for being here. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of this episode. We appreciate you. And remember, in order to have an unshakable business, you must first become an unshakable human. So thanks for letting us help you on your journey of becoming unshakable with human design. We will see you next time. If you love this episode and you're a fan of the show, please show us the love on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to the show and leave us a review. And if you'd like to connect with other entrepreneurs on their human design journey, join our free Facebook community, Human Design for Entrepreneurs. Go to NicoleLano.me/podcast links to join the group, book a human design reading with me, or access our free human design resources. We'll see you there.